Hello, live from the 504. You want to try your mic?
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
I'm not saying I'm going to change the world. I do guarantee that I will spark a brain that will change the world. Welcome to the Mookie Mel Show. Welcome to the Mookie Mel Show, brought to you by yours truly, Mookie Mel. Have another phenomenal, very exciting, different episode lined up for you all. I have a very special guest who's near and dear to my heart, and my brother, and Tyler, T-Rock. Today we're going to be hitting the topic of compassion. We're going to hit the three S's per usual: social, scholars, and sports. And further break down how compassion can relate and how some of his different perspectives and his intellect and how being a young black compassionate male is affecting modern day society. But we'll get into that more. Again, thank you for your time. Thank you for tuning in. It's greatly appreciated. The gear giveaway is still going on. If you guys want to partake in the Mookie Mel Challenge, Jigaman will hit you with a few more of those facts later. But I do want to jump right into the show. I do want to introduce my brother, T-Rock. Yeah. I'm very excited. I think he's going to have some good insight. Quick short story. T-Rock is actually one of the nicknames I gave him. I actually never told him this, but he gets the T-Rock from he's a rock. He's a rock in his morals. And I gave him that nickname a few years ago, and it kind of stuck. He's a self-appointed many terrible nicknames, which I do not go by. But T-Rock, go and tell the people about yourself, man.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for having me on the show, Mookie. You know, we've been talking. I told you to get to my people. We can work out the numbers, but I saw your show was taking off. So when you asked me to do it, hands down, I wanted to be a part of something special. So thanks for having me on the show. That was cool. I actually didn't realize that was how the nickname originated, so I'm learning something new on the show myself. But a little bit about me. I am Miles' older brother. I'm the middle of three, yet I am the shortest. I don't know how I got the luck of the draw there. But I am a graduate of Dartmouth College with a major in sociology and a concentration on marketing and advertising. I'm a hooper, played basketball my whole life. I was captain at the Dartmouth College, and also I work at Frito-Lay in marketing now.
Awesome. Well, ladies and gentlemen, T-Rock has introduced himself. In short, I wanted to get him on the show merely because this man is the most compassionate dude I've ever met. I've been all over the country. I've been to a few different countries. I have a pretty extensive network, but the older I've gotten, the more I've come to realize that my brother has a gift. So let's dive into it with S1 and compassion in sports. So T-Rock, you said a few things. You said you were a captain in college and this, that. So why don't you catch the people up on some of your sports accolades and some of your... Or just tell us in short how your sports career went.
Yeah, no doubt. So I'll take it back to high school at first. So I was actually the first freshman in Plano West history to make the varsity team. So Mark Damiani, give a shout out to him since I saw him yesterday. He was the other freshman, but I'll take the first points to be recorded in the books.
A little insight also just for y'all. Plano, Tyler went to Plano West Senior High School. In Plano, at the time, you could only either play freshman or varsity. So that's what he was alluding to, being the first freshman to ever play varsity.
Yes, sir. So then from there, I went to the Hunt School of Princeton, did a postgraduate year where I had a chance to play with you, Mook, on the team. I was the captain there, leading scorer there. So had an opportunity to get recruited and get some Ivy League attention and went to Dartmouth College, where I ultimately was the team captain there. So like to think that I helped lay the foundation down for some of the guys out there. And it's great to see kind of where the program's beginning to start to go now.
Nice, nice, nice. Yeah, and that was a great year when we played together. That was a lot of fun.
For sure.
But, okay, so it's obviously I know, and now the people now know, that you have quite an extensive career in basketball. So how or did you ever find it to be a struggle to kind of separate your competitive nature and wanting to win and compete against opponents with your compassion?
So that's a good question, Mook, and I think it's a two-part answer. So yes and no. So when I was younger, I think I struggled with it a little bit and not even knowing until probably dad brought it to my attention that, hey, you can't let other people win if you're better than them. So just a quick example, I didn't play football long, but when I was in sixth grade at King Lo Haywood, due to kind of weight restrictions, I had to play tight end. But we had this one play called tight end reverse, and we'd run it about 2-3 times a game because I'd score almost every time since I was bigger, faster, and just stronger than most of the kids on the field. And my dad actually still brings this up to this day. I got the ball and ran over a kid to get a touchdown, and right after I got the touchdown, I helped him up, made sure he was all right. So football wasn't in my future at that point, but just kind of understanding at a young age that, you know, being compassionate for others, you still got to have that competitive nature. So the older I grew and kind of having guidance from my father and brothers, understanding to be a competitor, you need to be the best. So a quote that always sticks out in my head that dad gave us is, if you want to be the best, everyone wants to be the best, but not everyone is willing to make the sacrifice to be the best. So essentially, what I took from that is you need to work hard and be dedicated to your craft. And understanding that, I found out that compassion can be a strength and not a weakness as I grew older, because I would know how to be compassionate towards my teammates and not necessarily my competition. So I think being a captain in high school and college, I was able to relate with my teammates, and we were able to have an understanding to work hard at practice and do our best to compete every game.
That's good. That's good. Y'all may not be able to see T physically right now. I know he said he's the smallest of the three brothers, but this brother has not grown since sixth grade. So he was a giant at the time. He probably ran that poor boy over. But it's funny you say that. I think I remember that. But you kind of alluded to it, so I'm going to go ahead and make a left turn and ask you, though, how would you say compassion or your heart kind of helped you as an athlete?
So as an athlete, I think it really helped me to find my drive and really understand what I'm working for. So when you play with a purpose, it always fuels you to work that much harder. So if you're playing just to play, you know, you don't have a sense of motivation, but if you have compassion, if you're playing for your teammates, you're playing for your family, you're playing for, you know, a better lifestyle, you have that much more motivation to achieve what you want to achieve. So I think my compassion helped fuel me to play for my team and for my family.
Nice. Nice, nice. Okay. Well, let's keep it rolling. You're giving some good responses. Let's jump right into scholars and compassion. So let's take it to the roots, to the very beginning, to the chicken or the egg.
Okay.
But no, seriously, you know, in your compassion tea, do you think that's nurture versus nature, or is that inherit or a taught skill?
You know, I always kind of contemplate that myself. I'm not really sure 100%. I think a lot of times how you are brought up and the environment that you're in and the company that you keep helps kind of hone in or develop the skills that you have. But I don't know if they necessarily create them if they're not already there. So it might be innate. For me, I know I've kind of always been a compassionate person ever since I was young, and then kind of had to hone it in to really develop that skill or gift, whatever you would like to call it. But I don't know if you can pinpoint whether it's nurture or nature. But for me, I think it was just kind of an innate thing that I was able to continue to develop as I grew up.
Yeah. No, I think I would agree with you. I don't know if this next statement will really make sense, but Tyler had so much raw compassion as a child, it was kind of uncanny. Like, I remember when you and Sterling went to China and you went broke your first 2 days because you've given away all your money. He literally gave away all his money to homeless people and to kids he saw on the street and things of the nature. So that's what I mean, just raw compassion. This man wanted to help anyone and everyone. But okay, so it was the egg. Got it.
But you know what? You bring up a good point. Maybe this is off topic, but you mentioned homeless people. I think a lot of times when people see homeless people, it's easy to think in their head that, oh, that person's homeless. They must have done drugs or made bad decisions or, you know, they're drunk. But oftentimes that's just an easy way to kind of put that block in your mind so that you don't have to give that person compassion or really be in their shoes to understand what they've been through. I think a lot of times people assume the worst, but I think when you're truly compassionate, you're able to have that empathy or sympathy to think maybe that's not how they ended up there. Maybe they caught a bad break. Maybe they had some medical bills that they couldn't afford because they don't have insurance. So just the thought that don't always assume just because someone's in a certain predicament that they made the wrong decision to get there.
That's a good point. That is a very good point. And, you know, we often discredit homeless people to very inhumane status or acknowledgement. So, you know, it'll be to the point where they're speaking to us and we won't even acknowledge them. And I think, and, you know, also what you're saying, that goes to even a compassion standpoint, to recognizing that they are still a person and a human and, you know, deserve that mutual respect. But let's reel it back in. So you went to Dartmouth, right? What did you study while you were there?
Sociology.
Interesting.
Exactly. So I picked sociology. It was the study of people. Originally, I wanted to do psychology. And that was my first semester, and just transitioning to college with starting basketball and living on the floor with three valedictorians and kind of finding your place in college. I did not decide to go with psychology because that class was too hard. So I decided to go with sociology.
I think that's very fitting for you. And, you know, I think in terms of your compassionate heart, that explains well the choice of study. But in being a sociology major, what has that kind of taught you or helped you learn about yourself and your compassionate heart?
Yeah, so for me, it just helped bring light to the situation that everyone has their own perspective. And just because you look at it one way doesn't mean that's the reality of the situation. Two people can watch the same movie and get a completely different take. So I think what sociology did for me is help break down the different societal factors that people have as far as their environment and growing up, and also kind of the just the people around them that influence them. So all the different attributes that can go into one's perspective that helps mold their decisions. I think sociology really kind of brought that to light for me.
Yeah, no, that's powerful. The understanding of people and even their thought processes is deep in itself. But let's flip the script and what do you now understand as your role as a young Black male with a compassionate heart? What do you think your role is in society with your newfound perspective and Ivy League degree? You must have some stellar knowledge. Dr. T-Rock.
Yeah, no, I don't like to tote anything like that, but I think it's important, very important to give back. There was a point where just a couple of years ago, actually, I'm realizing all the blessings that I've been able to have and thought I'm not being intentional about how I give back. There was points where, you know, I might see a homeless person and offer them my food or things like that, but I wasn't intentional about being purposeful and giving back to others. So especially as a young African-American male in this society, I think it's important to give back to our community. So I'm involved with the Big Brother, Big Sister program, and I found it to be very, very beneficial, not just to the young individual that I'm mentoring, but also for myself. He's given me perspective on things that I wouldn't naturally consider. So it's a give and take situation very much so. And I encourage others to be intentional about giving back. And the Big Brother, Big Sister program is a great way to get started if you just want to offer some of your time.
So what are you saying now, your role, would you say though, is you know, I hear your response, but would you say you feel your role now is as a mentor or as a leader or, you know, to show others through action? Or, you know, in short, could you put a title or a role on what you think your part in society is now?
I don't think there's necessarily one title or role. I think it's kind of fluid. So you talked about being a mentor or being a leader. There's different aspects of life that you can be compassionate with others. So whether it is through mentorship or friendship or leadership, whether it's personal or professional, I think there's ways to ensure that you have a positive impact on others by being compassionate and giving back, whether it's in a personal situation or even through the workplace.
Yeah, no, I get that. And I think that's a fair response. You know, in short, just I guess your role is to do what's right. Okay, so one more question in terms of going to Dartmouth. You know, obviously the Ivy League schools attract some of the greatest minds in the world and, you know, people from many different walks of life, perspectives, and even geographical locations. With that being said, do you think that the educational, you know, background or perspective from some of these people allowed them to have more compassionate heart, or cause them to be more self-centered, or, you know, there was just no correlation?
I think there's no correlation. Just because you have, you know, the degrees or the higher learning doesn't necessarily mean that you have the perspective. So as I was talking about earlier, what sociology brought to light for me is understanding that everyone has a different perspective, even if they're looking at the same coin, so to say. So just because you have the education or background doesn't mean that you understand what another person has been through and can really emphasize and show that empathy or compassion.
A lot of times, you know, like you said, that doesn't necessarily mean their role is to do the right thing. So I think that's 100% accurate. Let's keep the show rolling and jump into S3 and social and compassion. So T-Rock, we alluded to it earlier and we kind of touched on it, but as a child, you just had such raw compassion. As an adult, do you think you kind of still exuberate the same amount of compassion as you did as a child?
I think I do. It's more so just a different form and learning how to channel it to a positive manner. So kind of as I was younger, I just felt those emotions and didn't necessarily know how to act on it. And using the sports analogy, not letting the competitive nature help take over. But now that I'm older, I know how to leverage that compassion to still help positively impact others.
So let's elaborate on that. What do you mean you learned how to channel it a little more? Like how has, I guess, your perspective on compassion as an adult changed? Because you're saying you learned how to, you know, you always felt this emotion, but now you learn how to help others. Was there like an aha moment in your life? Or, you know, was it when you ran that kid over in sixth grade that you realized you were just a compassionate bully and you must help him after you pity the fool? Like, is there a moment?
There wasn't a distinguishing moment for me. I think it kind of goes with building perspective and experiences. So essentially learning to not be gullible in situations, you know, just because you are compassionate doesn't mean you throw your whole check at somebody or, you know, you give your last. That doesn't necessarily have to be the case. And kind of growing older, I understand that some people don't always have your best interest and will look to take advantage of people that they think are trying to be too compassionate in a sense. So understanding that threshold of being compassionate and not being just flat out gullible.
Yeah. Yeah. It really bothers me the next thing I'm going to say, but you know, I hate to say, but a lot of people will take advantage of you. And, you know, those have been the few and far in between altercations, myself and our other brother have had when people have tried to take advantage of you just due to the fact you have such a caring heart. And, you know, it's sick that that's a problem, but I love that it also has an effect of the way, you know, you still look at it. Every time, you know, you're still trying to help someone, even though you maybe the last two or three experiences someone tried to take advantage of you and you're still willing to extend yourself. But yeah, that is quite nerve-wracking and disturbing to think that our society and humanity has, you know, come to the point that when someone's trying to help, we expose them and try to, you know, sweep them from under their feet. Anyways, but let's keep it rolling. Okay, so let's make a left turn, T.
Hold up now. I ain't no punk. I take some kickboxing. I know how to hold it down, bro. let's get that clear.
Bro, that brother will kick you in your temple. No, I'll show you right. You ain't no punk. But let's make a left turn and... how have you altered the ideal of being a young, compassionate black male from something, you know, that you could take advantage of to using it to your advantage?
Not sure if I quite understand the question.
So, you're right. That was poorly worded. But, you know, typically people view compassion as weak or, you know, an emotion that as we were saying, someone else could take advantage of, or a predator could, you know, view someone as prey or weak due to that. And I'm asking, how have you leveraged the compassion you have to not only help those whom are weak, but to use as a strength and to leverage to others?
Yeah,
I ain't no punk, like you said.
No, for sure. I think, as I mentioned before, it's just important to be intentional and purposeful in how you are compassionate / giving back to others. So just kind of understanding what things can be positively done to impact others is so important to better our society. So there is a thin line in understanding how to not be gullible, and probably earlier in my life, I didn't really know that threshold, but, you know, with more experiences and time and guidance, you know, you can act on those a little bit more efficiently.
Yeah. 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 Dr. T-Rock, thank you, sir. It's a great episode. Thank you for joining the Mookie Mill Show.
Thanks for having me.
I always made a note to myself when you said, your people will get with my people, so I called mom. So thank you. This was a great episode, man. I appreciate your time. I know you got a lot of things going on. But Jigga Man.
Yep.
JJ.
Hey, hey.
Go on, hit the people with the facts, man. And y'all check out that gear giveaway. Somebody accept that Mookie Mel challenge. We trying to help y'all.
Hey, hey. Congratulations, gentlemen. That was a great episode. T and I have actually met before, so I expect, you know, nothing but the best from him, and that's what y'all got. So, hope you guys enjoy the episode. Compassion, you know, it really is important, and I'm glad Miles and T did that episode. So, like Miles just mentioned, the gear giveaway is still going on. Check that out. We will be sharing on the page a post that we received from Malcolm Mann. So that was pretty cool. And so if you guys want to see how to do it, that'll be on our page. So check that out. There was a bit of a delay, and that was my fault, just some technical issues. So we will work on not letting those happen as much. Beyond that, I got nothing for y'all. So appreciate the love and support, like always. Have a great week, and keep rocking. Keep listening. Keep coming back. All right, y'all. Peace.